Alright, so the last issue in statistics that we will need for Monte Carlo integration. So we need random numbers to be able to generate random points. And so we need to just quickly state the law of large numbers, or which is also called the central limit theorem. So to get the law of large numbers, you take a bunch of random numbers, each of which has an identical distribution p of x, each of which is independent. You set y to be the mean of these numbers, 1 over n times the sum of the numbers. Then intuitively and essentially trivially, the mean of y is the same as the mean of x, as all the x's have the same mean. That's the integral of x times p of x dx. But the most important point is that the standard deviation of y, which is the width of the distribution of y, is the standard deviation of x divided by the square root of n, which you can easily convince yourself by just expanding that product. And the reason you get a square root of n at the bottom is extremely easy, because if I just calculate the expectation of y minus y mean all squared, which is 1 over n times the sum from I equals 1 to n x minus x mean all squared, and I expand this, I'll have a 1 over n squared multiplied into n squared terms, because if I take xi minus its mean into xj minus its mean, that gives me n squared terms. The But of those n squared terms, only the diagonal terms are non-zero, because if I take xi minus mean of xi into xj minus mean of xj, if I is not equal to j, that product is rigorously zero if xi and xj are independent. So the reason we get the 1 over n here is we take 1 over n squared minus n of those terms are rigorously zero by independence. I just get n diagonal terms. Each of the diagonal terms is sigma squared, sigma x squared. So I get 1 over n squared n times sigma x squared, which is sigma x squared over n. Take the square root, sigma x over root n. So you see it's critical here these xi's be independent. If they weren't independent, these diagonal terms would not disappear. So it is critical that we have independent, which is uncorrelated, random numbers. So those lack of correlations is essential for any, we want truly random numbers. And then the critical observation is the observation which is the heart of Monte Carlo integration, that the standard deviation of this thing is always going to go like 1 over root n.